I first of all, as Special Minister of State, welcome you all here to Parliament House. On behalf of the government, my colleague Erica Betts is to be here this morning, but he's not here yet, but I know it's what it's like when Parliament sits. It's always a bit of a juggle, and as consequently get sort of the end of this first little bit this morning, I also will have to duck away, but hopefully we'll be able to call in during the day, because you certainly have put together an excellent program for today. Some great speakers, very experienced people in the various fields, and as I say that, Erica Betts comes down the stairway. Eric, there's a seat down here for you. I was just welcoming everybody and said that I know that you were coming. Also, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, David Hawker, is here as well today, and along with a number of other colleagues. A particular welcome to those people that have come from overseas, Jerry Williams, who is well known to people in this area, and I discovered in talking to him this morning, has got a long time connection with Australia, with a sister who's lived in Australia for 30-odd years, so he certainly knows plenty about Australia, but he also knows plenty about fires as well, and that's the reason he's here today. Congratulations to the CRC, Kevin, for putting this forum together. It's the people that you've put together for it. The work of the CRC is excellent. And continuing, and it is extremely important, the work that they're doing. And these sorts of forums, where you can bring together a whole series of people from all parts of the debate, and it is a very much a debate to some extent, I think is very, very necessary. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a bit over 4 years since we had the devastating fires of 2003. Which absolutely devastated Canberra, but also huge areas of forest, national parks, right through New South Wales, Victoria, and also the same storm started it down in Tasmania as well during that January. We also had quite serious fires in that same month in Western Australia. And it's also just a bit over 3 years that I produced this report, A Nation Charred, which came out of an inquiry that took place following those fires. That inquiry took place very soon after the fires occurred, and the report was produced in October of the year that those fires occurred. And the report really came about because of the very strong pressure put on government by people on the ground, the volunteers, particularly the landowners, who were just absolutely devastated with what happened and believed that something had to be done. That report basically is a commentary of hundreds and hundreds of people who experienced those devastations on the ground. It's not a bureaucratic report at all, I'm proud to say. It really is a report whereby we used the words of the people who experienced what went on during that period of time. It was controversial at the time because a number of state governments refused to participate in that inquiry. Other state governments were very happy to participate in that inquiry and gave evidence to it. But the end result of that report, I think, very, very clearly and succinctly described what had occurred. It highlighted many of the failings of dealing with fires of that magnitude and put forward 59 recommendations. And I emphasise 59 bipartisan recommendations because unfortunately, because of the non-involvement of some of the bureaucracies, it was seen by some as some sort of political exercise, but in actual fact, 59 bipartisan recommendations came out of that report. 13 of those recommendations involved the CRC for bushfires. And since that time, out of those 13 recommendations that did directly involve the CRC, there was other recommendations, I suppose, indirectly involved the CRC, but directly involved the CRC. Four of them have basically been taken up, done, or are in fact in a continuing process. Seven are well and truly in progress, and the other two, unfortunately, there hasn't been the dollars in the CRC program to be able to address those. And those two recommendations were in relation to looking at standards for access, predominantly for access into public lands for firefighting, access trails, various things like that. Today, the forum asked the question is, are big fires inevitable? Well, if we take out the big first of all and say are fires or are bushfires inevitable, I guess nobody has any argument with that. Of course they are. In a country like Australia, we will always have fires. There will always be lightning strikes that will start fires. There will always be those maniacs in our community that deliberately start fires. So there's no question that we will have fires. Will we always have big fires, though, is what today is all about to discuss. My view is that we will inevitably have big fires while we have major debates and issues around fuel, because it can only be the fuel that actually can ultimately create the big fire. Issues around drought, climate change, all of those things are very heavily involved in whether fires occur and to some extent where they occur and also to some extent the size, but only in a relative term. Ultimately, the big fires will only come about when you have something actually to burn, and that's in relation to fuel. My view is that for too long, many of the practices that have taken place in various parts of the country have been based on more a philosophical view about fuel and fuel reduction rather than a scientific one. And that's what the CRC is really all about, doing the science. There's no question, I think, that when you do have those big fires, the big loser, one of the very big losers, is the environment. But the environment is often used, that the name environment is often used in the philosophical arguments around issues related to fuel reduction. But the 2003 fires where I covered the countryside, looking at what occurred, listening to every single word that was given in evidence at something like 17 or 18 public meetings throughout Australia, reading every word of the many, many hundreds of submissions that took place, the really big loser was the environment. The destruction to habitat, the destruction to forests, the destruction to animals, and ultimately we are seeing now the impact from a water point of view on those areas. Snowy Mountains is part of my electorate, and the impact on water flows into the Snowy scheme as a result of those fires is huge. Yes, we've had a very poor snow season. Yes, we have had drought. But on top of that, we're seeing any sort of flows that should be coming from some rain that occurs being limited because of the incredible area that was destroyed during not only those fires and also the more recent ones this year. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's an excellent forum that has been put together. Congratulations to the CRC. I've been working very closely with the CRC on even though it's not particularly my responsibility now as Special Minister of State, but having the electorate that I have of Eden Monaro and having been involved to such an extent with this inquiry, I make sure that I stay involved in the work that the CRC is doing. Some of the great work, in fact, that they are doing is the research work with respect to alpine areas, which part of that is being done up in my electorate on private land in the alpine areas. So that's for another story for another day. But that work is progressing. But that work will take many years to really get the good science that that I believe that we need. And certainly, I think, from a government point of view, I'll certainly be working within government to ensure that we can ensure that that good science work is completed so that perhaps in a number of years' time we can say, well, big fires don't necessarily have to be inevitable. Thank you.